buddy. You know, if you're a regular listener, you know I like to have experts on, people like Dahlia Lithwick on the Supreme Court, or Ann Applebaum on the wars in Ukraine and Gaza, or Molly Jung Fast on Congress. But for the 4th of July, I like to have someone who was really there for the 4th of July, and I'm talking about our third president and the author of the Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson. He comes to us virtually today, as you might imagine, but I think you're going to enjoy our 4th of July special podcast. It's a great one, you know, for a change. President Jefferson, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. You know, a lot of writers have used this device over the years.
Really, I thought I was the first.
You're joking. That's funny.
Oh, okay. where are you joining us from, sir?
From my crypt in Monticello.
Well, first of all, congratulations. Your words have held up very well,
for the most part. I've been kicking myself for almost 200 years now on the all men are created equal thing.
How so?
Well, all men should mean all men, and I pretty much gave the impression that I meant just white men who own property.
So that wasn't your intention?
But actually it was. I just started regretting it a number of years later.
And when was that?
July 4th, 1826.
The day you died?
Yes.
You're saying that on the day you died, you realized that all men, not just white male property owners, should be regarded as equal.
Absolutely. And I have to tell you, it was one bizarre day. First of all, I was in the throes of delirium and having these strange epiphanies, and one of them was that all men are created equal should mean all men are created equal.
Wow.
Yes, wow indeed.
And at that moment, you dropped dead?
Oh, no. I wish.
You wish?
Yes, you see, my children were at my deathbed saying their goodbyes.
All your children were there?
Well, the ones with my wife.
Not the ones with Sally Hemings?
Oh, heavens no. My children with my concubine, Sally Hemings, were themselves slaves, as, of course, was Sally, as was the custom of the time. So, where was I?
Your white children are around your deathbed.
Oh, yes. I told them it had just occurred to me that I had made a mistake in the declaration, that all men are created equal should have meant exactly that. That all men, no matter their race or whether or not they own property, that all men are created equal and should be free.
And what was their reaction?
Oh, not good. Not good at all.
Because you owned a lot of slaves there at Monticello.
Precisely.
So your kids, the ones from your wife, they understood you to mean that your slave should be freed.
Yes, and you can imagine the hullabaloo.
They wanted to keep the slaves.
Oh, yes, they went insane. But, Father, who's going to do all the work around the plantation? Well, Father, you do know why we're rich, don't you? Because we have slaves.
So they were that sarcastic.
Well, Mary was. Martha was always very sweet. Father, pray tell, who is going to do the cooking and the laundry and the housekeeping? And I said, the slaves.
Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm sorry. I'm confused.
And so were they, believe me. They thought I wanted to free all the slaves, which was not at all by intention. When I said all men are created equal, I meant just that, all men, not women.
Are you saying that all men should have equal rights, but not women?
Why, yes. That shouldn't be so difficult to understand. All men are created equal means just that. that all men should be afforded the same rights and privileges as all other men. Women, however, are a completely different matter altogether. They're women.
So your intention was for Monticello to keep its women slaves as slaves.
Well, I certainly see no reason why not.
And what did your children think about that?
I don't know. That's when I died.
Okay, I just think my listeners might find all of this deeply disturbing.
Look, I was a privileged white man born in 1743, okay?
That's what I got to in 1826. Since then, I've been dead, and it's hard to evolve when you're dead.
And yes, I was not a perfect man. I fathered 6 children with my slave, Sally Hemings. I know today that sounds very bad, okay? And by the way, I would have freed the 3 boys.
Well, okay. I guess no one's perfect. And I mean, you did write that we are always striving to be a more perfect union.
That's in the preamble of the Constitution, you cretin.
Oh, that's right. Well, the Louisiana Purchase, that was you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thanks for that. That was, you know, a huge part of our country. Well done, sir.
Yes.
And thank you for joining us, Mr. President.
Oh, thank you for having me, Al. I very much enjoy the podcast.
Well, thank you, sir. Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence on this Independence Day.